coming up tonight in Buffalo. Carolina Hurricanes final game before winter vacation. Some guys might be going to the Magic Kingdom. I don't know. It does feel like it's been a Disneyland ride over the last few days, and the final game of this portion of the schedule will be on TNT tonight. Darren Pang will be on color commentary there at Panger40 on Twitter. Sir, I appreciate your time. It's an honor to have you on the program. What have you seen from the circus that is the Carolina Hurricanes the last week or so?
Well, I guess what I see is a team that's on a roll. Not many teams are able to come back like they came back. What the 15th come from behind win? That's second in the NHL. That shows a lot of gumption, a lot of just a lot of inner strength. I mean, a lot of teams just kind of go away softly into the night and give up on a game. But I thought, last night's game was really entertaining. Down by that much, change the lines in the third period and roar back. And it just seemed like just watching on TV and listening to Tripp Tracy talk about the crowd that was there and the energy that was there, for a Tuesday night game. So we're happy to have Carolina on TNT with Buffalo tonight. We think it's going to be an outstanding hockey game, the last game for both teams before they get on their break.
I think you'll see some goals. Buffalo can score. You know that. I mean, I keep telling Kevin Adams is a friend of ours, and Kevin has constructed a very entertaining club up there. They're just, I think, seasoning and maybe a couple of veteran pieces away from being a legitimate playoff contender. And frankly, they're inside the top eight in terms of points percentage right now. Darren Pang is joining us here. Here's the thing about what we've seen from the Hurricanes. Because it's not just last night where they come from 4-1 down in the third period to force overtime and win it. They did it to San Jose. They're down two with 2 minutes to go after an empty net goal. Aho scores off the faceoff, and then they tie it with 11 seconds left, and Marty Nate just wins another game, his third overtime winner this year. There's something weird going on, and I don't think that they have played to their full capabilities yet.
Wow, that's quite a statement, because that's a hell of a record, 33, yeah. 9-8, and winning 74% of your games, and people that watch a team all the time likely look at a team with probably a more cynical eye than a guy like myself that, goes out and does some national games and basically does some heavy watching of the last couple of games at least, that's what I do before I do a national game, is I just bear down. I just put on the AirPods and I just grind it out. And all I see is a team that works their tails off.
Right.
Their stops and starts are phenomenal. They're a disciplined team. Do you know how many teams in the NHL still don't want to defend? And we're in February now. Like we're at a point now where you figure out what your team's all about. I mean, if you're one of those teams that just lollygags around or swoops through the offensive zone or doesn't stop through the neutral zone, that's what you are. But Carolina impresses me because of the simplicity of hockey is still discipline and hard on sticks and straight lines and stops and starts and finishing your checks. And that's what I see with Carolina. I love watching them play, and I love the structure of the team. And I also love the fact that, Roddy Brind'Amour, he asks a lot of his players, demands a lot of his players. And so when it's not going well, he can look them in the eye and he can make a change or sit them on the bench or change the lines like he did in last night's game to get a spark going. And I think that's all players ever ask for in this league, is just an honest look in the eye from your head coach and then be true to your word. And I think that's what Roddy does so well for the Hurricanes.
He's a player's coach who coaches like he wanted to be coached, I think, mm-hmm. as a player. And, coaches or teams take on the personality of their coach. I don't think there's any more evidence of that when you watch this team play. They play just like essentially the hard work and the care that he put into the game. I think they do too. When I say they're not clicking on all cylinders, Andrei Svechnikov doesn't have a goal in 14 games, although I think he's played pretty well of late. Seth Jarvis has just two in his last, I think, 19 or 20. Teuvo Teravainen just scored his fifth goal last night. So there's a lot of pieces that haven't produced, but they are playing very well. They're also undefeated without either Sebastian Aho or Jacob Slavin in the lineup. Make sense of that.
That's an incredible number. That tells you that everybody else picks up the slack whenever there's somebody out of the lineup. But, I mean, you know, you still watch Jarvis play and you see, yeah, maybe the goals aren't going in right now and it's tougher in your second year. But it's the work ethic. It's the determination down low, and it's all the grunt work that has to be done. I like the fact that he put Tara Vinen on that fourth line last night and put them in the middle between two wily veterans. They end up scoring a huge goal in the game. But, you know, sometimes like a guy like Tara Vinen is a good example of a guy that's we all know he's a highly skilled guy and he's a good skater. But you can get on that wing and kind of be stuck. And, you know, you have to go back to the center ice position. You have to work it. You have to be a 200-foot player. You get skating. By the end of your 48-second shift, you're gassed. whereas when you're on the wing sometimes, you can maybe conserve some energy, and sometimes you're not in the play, and the play doesn't come around you, and you stay up and down your boards, and then you get off the ice and nothing really happens. So it was a great call by Roddy to get him back to center ice, and he had a good third period. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure, because they didn't skate this morning in Buffalo, you know, what he does, if he keeps the lines like he started last night's game or if he keeps the lines like he ended last night's game. So we'll find out at game time.
Yeah, I think my hunch is that he'll keep the lines as he started the game last night. A couple more minutes with Darren Pang before we have to let him go. TNT tonight, 7:30 start. Canes and the Sabres should be fun. Your thoughts mm-hmm. on Jordan Staal, who for years was like, why can't he score? Why can't he? He's got 14 goals right now, and the tip-in last night was just spectacular.
Unbelievable tip-in. In fact, I actually wasn't sure at first glance if Martinook might have tipped that in beforehand, but regardless, it's that old double-eye formation. You're talking about the great Tom Brady retiring, and here I am using some football analogy, a guy that never played football at all, but I just saw them both in front of the net and both with their good hands. But, you know, let's face it, that line with Faust and Martinook and Staal, if you're another team or you're another set of defensemen on the other team, do you think that Tage Thompson or Yost or, you know, the defensive partner, let's say Dahlin, do you think they really want to defend against that line tonight? Because that's hard work. You know, that's getting the puck down deep. That's stopping and starting and cycling and moving. And I mean, it's exhausting. Even if they don't score a goal, it's exhausting. It takes a lot of energy out of the opposition. And what it does is it sets up the play for the next line. Even if they don't score, it sets it up for the Aho line or Kotkaniemi line. So, no, very impressed. And I love the way Rod, like, really uses that line and puts them up against the other team's best on so many nights.
I did it to the Bergeron group against Boston on Sunday. They do it all the time. Darren Pang, TNT. I appreciate your time, man. Have fun tonight. Should be a fun game. Again, I love Buffalo, so I think the Sabres are on the rise.
Me too. Always they're always good. And Tage Thompson, we're calling him TNT because his middle name's Nathaniel, and he has been on a menace on TNT, so he's obviously a player to watch for.
No question about it. Darren Pang, I appreciate your time, man. Hopefully we'll do it again.
My pleasure. Enjoy the Super Bowl in a couple weeks.
Okay, right.